Corporation Queens Municipality Regular Council Tuesday, March 28th, 2023 to order. On the agenda, if council would please, councilors would please add personnel as a 9.1 item. Are there any other changes?
I like, they have 9.2 personnel?
I would like to, before you do that, I need to know as chair that it is indeed a personnel matter. I've been reminded that it is my duty as chair and our clerk and other people that we ensure that what's being added is indeed personnel. So can we just, how are you gonna tell me what's about when we can't? Can we just do that? I just wish that council please advise me as chair or clerk before you start adding in-camera items to clarify. And I might ask Eric. We just have to ensure. So we are adding 9.2 personnel. We are adding 9.2 personnel. And are there any other changes or approval? Before we ask for the approval, I wish to express the regrets of Councillor Hawks, who is ill, and CEO McNeil, who also. Motion to accept the agenda is approved, is amended. Moved by Councillor Charlton, seconded by Councillor Muse. All those in favor? There are no presentations this evening. Are there any petitions to table? Public question comment session. If anyone wish to, yes.
Can I call you now?
Councillor Muse.
David Huston, 172 Street. I'm just wondering what's going on with the town well. It's been shut down quite a bit this fall, so I'm just wondering if there's any, what is going on.
I think we can quickly answer that. Dr. Grant, would you just please provide an explanation of our water testing and why the series of number of days?
As a registered water supply, we're required to take routine microbial testing. They were safe as contaminated. They are asked to close the well until a series of negative tests are produced. So that is the reoccurring lab. It's a simple matter of human air, lab air.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Approval of the minutes of March 14th, 2023. Moved by Councillor Gidney, seconded by Councillor Charlton. All those in favor? 7.1 comes to us from previous discussion, bylaw number 4, respecting emergency management. There is a motion within your package. Someone would so like to make that motion? Councillor Gidney.
I recommend that the Council of Regional Queens Municipality give second reading to bylaw number 4, bylaw respecting emergency management.
And that's seconded by Deputy Mayor Fancy. Clerk Levy.
Yeah, so at the February 28th meeting, council gave the first reading, and as is the required procedure, it's been since advertised in a newspaper. I also was able to take the proposed bylaw to the Emergency Management Planning Committee meeting, and there was no feedback from either.
Questions of leaving? I'll call for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed.
Thank you.
7.2, development agreement, Beach Meadows Beach Road. There is a recommendation, if someone would so make that recommendation, Counselor Charlton.
I move that the council of Region Queens Municipality adopt an administrative policy respecting entering into a development agreement with Albert and Paul Doucette to allow for a three-unit fixed-room overnight accommodation on property identified as ID number 7026-0948.
Seconded by Counselor Romero. Note, Counselor Gibbons declared a conflict. We're going to allow Director McLeod to remain here for any questions rather than shift them back and forth. So I open the floor for any comments. Any comments? Counselor Brown.
I've known the people that want to build it for a number of years, and I really respect their wish to keep the land the way it is. But I also know that when you start adding short-term rentals, it really changes the fabric of a community. I live in a place where the people who live next door to me have the best intentions in the world, but the people who come to rent don't have those same intentions, and it's really hard to control it. And there's times that my life is a living hell because of the people that are coming in.
Not your language.
So I understand that, you know, even with the best of intentions, it's going to change the community by doing this. And I think we need to have more long-term rentals and less short-term rentals to alleviate the problem. So I really have some concerns now about this.
Anyone else who would like to speak on this matter? Councilor Romero?
This is kind of for Mr. McLeod. There was a lot of mention of the wetland area. Was that discussed in PAC? And
I guess as far as the wetlands go, was indicated there was engineers out on site that took that into account. The surveys identified or delineated the boundaries of the wetland and the watercourse areas that are within the property boundaries. So Department of Environment does have regulations respecting the alterations to watercourses and that sort of thing. That is their jurisdiction. They would obviously need to abide by those regulations.
Further questions or comments? Deputy Mayor Fancy.
One question I'd like to ask is just from the committee itself. Why are we considering three short-term rentals rather than two long and one short? Is there, what's the reasoning behind it, I guess?
The applicant is seeking additional potential for short-term rentals, as was indicated at the hearing. They don't know whether they want to do long-term rentals or short-term or a combination of both. You're correct in that the current regulations allow for a maximum of one short-term rental per property. However, the bylaw or the planning strategy does contain provision whereby council can consider changes of those through a rezoning process or through a development agreement application to consider alternate uses. And I guess when Planning Advisory Committee looked at the proposal, that the development agreement was the best option because it allows a greater degree of control over that particular use, and it limits the use of that property to a particular use as opposed to opening the parcel up through a rezoning to any uses. So that was the direction of the Planning Advisory Committee to proceed to that. And
yes.
My only concern is somewhat as Councillor Brown has said, when you're living within the house itself and you're renting it out, you have more control. But when you have a lot of short-term rentals, it's whatever the people decide they want to be, and that's a concern to me for a community. So that would be my big concern. I think he's going to be able to have the one short-term rental. I don't think it's going to greatly affect him if he has the one short term and two long term, because he'll be able to have it for the family and have a place to make monies with. So I think I would like to be able to see it stay as it is.
Any other comments? Councilor Charlton?
I think what was noted earlier was that the property being able to have the flexibility to do both. So I go back to when we had to go through a process for the property in Hunts Point, because at the time that was built, they planned to be entirely short term and they were within zoning. I'm correct in how I'm saying that, correct me if I'm wrong. And so then they decided that they did not want a short term, wanted to do long term. On the right zoning, don't allow them to do long term. So I guess it's the flexibility for them to have both. And Albacete spoke on the fact of locum doctors coming here, and they're coming here sometimes for less than 30 days. So when I see this proposal, I look at someone who is recruiting physicians and is having a hard time finding places for them to stay. And there's some flexibility there with that. And it's my understanding that the province has identified short-term rental. Anything under 28 days has to register, I guess, with the Tourism Act. And that's what you need, short-term rental. So if we're following suit, that term, that would...
Yes, I guess our bylaw does not identify particular duration of stays in on short-term rental, so we would refer back to the provincial definition for that, and you're correct. I think they had 28 days is what they, it's in their definition. So.
Right, so if you look at that, I guess, you know, potentially had three local doctors that were coming for 2 weeks at a time, only one of those units could be suitable for them. So, I mean, I guess it's just the flexibility, and I'm on the Planning Advisory Committee, as is Councilor Brown, and Councilor Hobson's not here, but when the committee met, supported unanimously the flexibility of allowing both of those. So how it goes tonight is up to everyone here. I can understand why they've asked for the flexibility, and did discuss it. The Councilor Mayor's point about the wetlands, they've exceeded all the minimums and they've met with the requirements, Department of Environment. So it goes back to the question of a triplex is allowed there today. So if they wanted to build what they're proposing right now, they would get a development permit and then a building permit and build it. The only reason why it's here before us is, as Mayor Norman said, are we allowing them the flexibility to put terms, or are we status quo, which still allows the development, but it would be one short term. Just articulate that point, because I think some people are under the impression that development may not happen, but it is allowed there today. And and looking at other allowable uses under the Hamlet residential zone, a daycare is allowed on that parcel as it stands, an art gallery. So there are many uses that are in the current zoning that are allowed. So I just also wanted
for comments. Deputy, okay, I just want to speak, so I just want to. Does anyone else wish to speak? I'd like to hand the chair over to Deputy Mayor Fancy. I also know the present owners, and I respect them very well. However, I have lived in communities which were cottage, country, residential, and become short-term rentals. I hear from people in Southwest Port Matoon who lived and bought in that community because it was a lovely community of year-round people, and they are now surrounded by short-term rentals, and it is disruptive to the social fabric of a community when you take a residential community and start transforming it into short-term rentals. I understand, yes, three buildings can be built, but I also believe that those, the rules, we designed hamlets and cores for reasons. We designed Hamlet Cores as the place where we wanted to see increased short-term rentals, increased commercial activity. And this, the area that's in question is not part of that core. It's residential, and I really would like to see it remain residential.
Any else have comments? Mayor Norman, can I give the chair back over to you?
No, you just finish with this one.
Oh, well, I went to talk.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The other thing is that, again, I think we see with Dr. Doucette, he is, like, what can you say about, I mean, well, what he's done for doctor recruiting, everything else that's going on. But it isn't, we aren't here talking about Dr. Doucette, we're talking about what we're going to look for the future. See, one thing, too, when we talk about doctors, up to the hospital now, upstairs in the third floor, they have rooms up there for doctors to stay. They can stay there for different nights. So a doctor can come from Bridgewater and stay there 3 or 4 nights or whatever it can be, because they've made that so they can be able to get here. So it makes some accommodations for them. So they're never without. That's just happened within the last couple months or 3 or 4 months. So that would be something, if that was a concern to me, it would be a real problem. We don't want doctors not to come because they don't have a place to stay. So, but again, going back to that, I'm scared of what it can get into when no one is there to look after them, and then it becomes just a overnight stays. That would be a concern to me. How it would do that for the community.
Are there any other comments before I call the question? So the motion's been read. All those in favor signify by raising your hand. Contrary. So the two long-term, one short-term. 7.3, insurance and risk management services, RFP. There is a recommendation within your package, and I'm going to add an amendment to this. Councillor Charlton?
I move that Council of Region of Queens Municipality contract the municipality's full insurance and risk management services with AON Reed Stenhouse Inc. for the fiscal year from April 1st, 2023 to March 31st, 2024. With an option to renew for each of 4 subsequent years.
Seconded by Councillor Brown. And Councillor Fancy, would you take the chair?
Yes.
I would like to add an amendment to this motion that says, furthermore, Region of Queens Municipality agree to fund any differences between the $5,000 and $25,000 deductible, should there be a claim on the policy.
Okay. Okay, any questions on it?
I'll just make a comment. I add that in there because we reached the decision to approve this insurance on the understanding that we would fund the difference of the claims.
Yes.
And I think it's just important in good faith that we also express it as part of the motion.
That was my question.
Okay. Okay, any more questions on the amendment? Okay, Kevin? I'm sorry.
So we did it at a motion at the other meeting. Why do we have to put it on?
Councillor Charlton?
Sorry. That would have been at a discussion at our last, I believe, because originally it would have came as a recommendation. I moved it and then withdrew it with unanimous consent. We sent it to fire service, came back at the discussion at the last meeting, correct?
Any other discussions? Okay, somebody can read back the motion?
Call for the question on the amendment.
Yes, so I was gonna see what,
So the amendment reads, furthermore, the region, so this, you're gonna ask for the vote on the amendment.
Yes, 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 yes.
Furthermore, Region of Queens Municipality agreed to fund any difference between the $5,000 and $25,000 deductibles should there be a claim on the policy.
Okay, so everybody hears that, we'll vote on the amendment. All in favor? So carried. Now we'll vote on the amended motion. So, all the, any questions? Okay, all those in favor? So carried.
Administrative policy nine, property tax exemption. There is a 7.4. Recommendation, Councilor Brown?
Recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality adopt Administrative Policy 9 respecting tax exemptions.
Seconded by Councilor Romero. And as you know, Manager of Finance Plummer, this is a discussion, this is carried forward from discussion, but if you'll just give a quick review.
So we typically were offering a $300 exemption, but this year we explored the tiered system, so that's what will be offered. So based on 2022 income levels, there will be an amount.
Any questions, Ms. Plummer? Oh, Councilor Brown?
I just want to comment that I think this, with the increases in the assessments that we've had and the tax increases that's going to carry forward, that this is going to help the most vulnerable in our communities to be able to stay in their homes.
Any other comments? Call the question. All those in favor? Solid waste tipping fee. We have to have a motion first. Councilor Gidney?
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the proposed tipping fee schedule for registered simple solid waste, brick construction, demolition material, fixed construction and demolition material, bag recyclables, organics, metal, and contaminated soil as well.
Seconded by Elsa Charlton.
Now, this is just bringing it forward, and we had this discussion during budget deliberations on how we would set it. Typically, it's set by the rolling CPI average for 10 years. So that's 2.8%. Given the recent closure study, we're able to increase the closure for residual.
No, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Clark Levy? There is a recommendation in the package, agreement with SoSure Flying Club. Councilor Brown?
I recommend that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality enter into the proposed lease agreement with SoSure Flying Club for their continued use of SoSure Regional Airport.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Fancy. So as you all know, we've spent much time going back and forth on this. I believe it was the view of Council that the SoSure Flying Club are the team that keep the airport going for us, and at one point in time this council paid for someone to do what this group of people do, and Clerk Lee.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot left to add. Council's been discussing this agreement and agreements related to the airport for some time now, so before you is the agreement, the flying club consideration and any.
Questions? Just comments, Councilor Brown?
I'm just happy to see this come to a close. You know, the flying club provides a good service to us for a very limited cost. Actually, we get paid for them to do a job for us. And I think that this will allow both the flying club and the drag racers to move ahead, rebuild their relationship with each other, with us out of the way, and hopefully both thrive and survive.
The comments? Councilor Romero?
I agree with Councilor Brown. We have seen the importance of the airport.
Call for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Discussions? Is there anything on the council implementation report that anyone has a question of? Spring conference. I know that some of us have already indicated that we, but that who was interested in attending the spring conference, but we just needed to have it here so we can bring it forward for a motion at our next council meeting. So.
Yeah, so in the report before you, there are two upcoming conferences for council to consider, each of which has their own policies around attendance. So first is Nova Scotia Federation of Municipalities Conference, which will be May 3rd to 5th in Digby. Right now, the proposed budget for 2023-2024 has funds allocated for four council members to attend this conference.
So we need just reconfirming who intends to go. Councilor Charlton, Councilor Brown.
I'd like to go.
Myself, and was there anyone else? Why it's here. So those are your three names that will go forward on our next motion. For recommendation at our next meeting. And then part B.
Another conference to consider is Federation of Canadian Municipalities, which is in Toronto, May 25th to 28th. And that policy sets out that the mayor and two councillors under to attend, and that's what's been proposed in upcoming.
You discussed this before. Is there anyone interested in attending this conference?
I'd like to say, I think, you know, these are all good conferences, and there's a lot of information at them. But at this time, the FCM conference doesn't probably have the same. It's not as relatable to what we do as the NSFM conference, and I think the cost is much higher. So for that reason, I don't see it as a good option for me in our current taxation climate.
Councilor Charlton.
Since no one has indicated they'd like to go to that, we could also adjust that in our budget.
Okay. Deputy Mayor Fancy, you have added pool discussion.
Yes. One thing, I wasn't watching as closely as I should, but when we went to the council implementation report, the ones for February 14th, 2023. It says approve the new pool to be placed on the lands of Queen's Place and Mirror Center, contains a zero entry design. And it said responsible Adam Grant and in progress, and then approve the new pool to be placed on the lands of contains six lanes. That's in progress. Where are we with the progress? Since it's saying it's in progress.
Watson,
so we don't, and so really, there's nothing going on that at this particular time.
I haven't been provided any information regarding the pool project and making the decisions, but it's a no.
Okay. No, because if I see that, then it changes how you talk about things, if it's already in progress. So with the pool, back here, I don't know, it must be 3 or 4 months ago, when we had the pool committee come forward, they requested such as the 6 lanes, the 0 entry, and I think it was the third thing that they were asking for at that particular time. But the other thing they were asking for is a project manager. And we said at that time, we said yes, to go forward with the project manager. We haven't gone forward and actually recruited a project manager to go forward with the full design. So what I think we need to be looking at is not waiting around for a new CAO or a temporary CAO, but to go forward with the project since the money's there and we need to be going forward to try to meet the timeline of the people who have given us the monies. That a design should be brought forward, and the design would have to incorporate the library, because a design is going to, you can't have the pool going into the area where the library is and the library going into the area where the pool is. So the design is going to have to be all as one, so we can be able to see how it's going to fit in that one area. Because when we asked about even things like, when we said about the library, my idea was that we said, okay, we're going to look at the cost of how much it would cost to build it onto the pool, onto the Queen's Place, or build it separate. We weren't just asking that just to ask the question and spend a lot of money. We were asking that question because we're planning to build it there. That's my idea. That's why we asked the questions in the first place. We wouldn't be spending that kind of money just to find it, because wherever we build it, it's going to cost whatever it's going to cost. And that's, so we're looking at how we could build these things together. So we have to have a project manager who can be able to put this all together, so we can be able to see what it can look like. 6 lanes can't work there, then we need to know. If it's the library is going to be smaller than what we need to be, we need to know. But we aren't going to go anywhere without having some kind of a design. There is a project manager already with the library. Could that project manager then be in turn to use the whole project? It's like a project manager can be a project manager over the whole project, but their expertise may not be in the pool. That's why they ask others to come in and be part of this and be able to do this. So are we looking at the project manager to look at the whole as a whole and bringing people in, their experts in to go forward? Or are we looking for a separate project manager? I don't think we need to. I think the ask was to have a new project manager, but I don't think we need two project managers in one design. I think it can be one project manager over the whole thing. So with that in mind, that's why I want to say, because we're, a lot of ways we're stalled out on some of these projects, and I don't, as when we were talking with Mr. Grant the other day here, he said he's not going to be the one that's going to be building this. We're going to be having to contract this out anyway. So it's not something waiting for CAO to go forward with this. We need to get going. We need to show people that we've got the money. We need to show the people who have supplied us with money that we're going forward, and we just don't keep stalling out to where we are. So my suggestion is that we use the project manager we have to create a design for both projects so they fit along on that piece of land, so it can be able to be used there. And if it can't, then we'll know. We can't just get there waiting, because we're just waiting for nothing right now. So we need to go forward with that and get a design for both the pool and the library.
Comments? Councilor Brown?
I think it actually makes sense where we've got a project manager for one project that's kind of stalled right now. If we put everything together, get somebody who's familiar with at least half of the project, and he's been approached in the past whether he could manage a project of that scope, and he has said that he could, I believe. but that would be, you know, we're not here to negotiate. I'm not sure the legality of us making this decision right now, but I would be in favor of going forward to investigating it, whatever direction that has to take. I think we need to get both projects built.
Councilor Charlton?
I agree with Council.
Romero?
Can the pool committee and the library steering committee, project manager, is it possible to have a meeting to see if this is possible?
From what I understand, and Burke Levy can correct me if I'm wrong, if there's going to be negotiations with a project manager who is hired by the Region of Queens, then those negotiations aren't made between two committees. They're made between, and even though Director Grant, his crew will not be building the library, as head of engineering, he ultimately oversees generally any capital construction things. Even though he may not be physically building it, it's still within his realm because we end up owning this. I'm uncertain, and I look to our clerk, if it's proper procedure for a person hired by the municipality to meet with two committees of council and negotiate and discuss whether or not that person is interested in doing that, or if that is more of what staff is hired to do.
I don't think we're really negotiating anything. I think we just want to know from his expertise if he can do it. And the pool committee may have questions of him, the steering committee, the library steering committee may have questions of him. And I think it would be important also for Director Grant to sit in on it. But instead of one say, the other say, we could actually combine it and have valuable questions answered. I think this is the only way to go forward.
See, I can't answer the question because I sometimes think as council we overstep our bounds a little bit when it comes between what our jurisdiction is and what staff's jurisdiction is. And it's not our jurisdiction to kind of interfere in the organizational structure of things. But
I have heard from Andrew at the steering committee that he's open to come talk to us anytime. So, I mean, what is the problem with the discussion?
From Councillor Brown's point, I don't think he was suggesting negotiating. He mentioned the legalities and how that all ties together. I think, given the fact of where we're at with both of these projects that were stalled out with the pool, were sent into motion with the library, it was mentioned in the steering committee minutes that if that was the way to get the project going, that it should be looked at. It was never mentioned that Mr. Amos, the project manager, could not do that. Obviously, we don't know the legalities of that. I think that majority of council give direction that we would like, if that's possible, and then that's our staff's responsibility to come back and say,
right,
this can work, that can work. It's not for us to figure out how that works. If that's just our direction that we want to pursue both and go that route, then that's all we need to say here today, and then wait for the information to come back from that.
Because it would have cost implications.
Exactly.
And see, that's my point, is we've hired Mr. Amos for a project. And if we are now going to send him to a different project, that's a cost implication to the picture. So that is why, you know, if the majority of council want to proceed knowing that they're incurring costs and that this will come at costs, and hopefully we need to figure out this whole who reports to who. Because currently, you know, we have a pool committee reporting to council, but yet they're building us an infrastructure that our director of engineering is going to be responsible for. So somehow there has to be input from Director Grant into an infrastructure that he's going to be responsible for. There also has to be input from Director Roberts, who's going to be responsible for running that infrastructure. And we have to figure that out. How do we best deal with that? And Director Grant, I'm going to ask you to come forward because you're here. And I want your opinion on how this council can best move forward and get these two projects done within a living time frame.
Jump right in, you get a couple irons in the fire. I'm looking to find the projects early because you're not building top of the library top.
But they're top.
They don't mix. No, you're looking at doing two projects simultaneously, combining resources to make sure that they can do a time frame, but you're not putting them adjacent, mm-hmm. You're not simply putting them all apart together. You need to have each committee that you've already established come up with a scope of what they want in a prioritized fashion, whether it's six lane, four lane, all the way down to what's most important or least important. Establish that. Professional services to find a project team. Project, which is now two separate facilities. Mr. Ames certainly, I'm sure, is comfortable building the library and the pool to that project. Get the services to Connie, expert. Fairness to the whole project, should he just inherit all of it? How do you negotiate with owners on the other end? It makes sense. You have two projects desperately starting to be done on site.
So, was your answer that before? So, do you feel he should be hired to lead that pool committee to what they want, or should they come up with their? Because that's where we're at. Because that's. At what point should a project manager be hired for the pool?
Once the scope of the project. We need to hire somebody for the project for that. Okay. Identify what your scope is. You need to know what you're doing. I can look at the implementation report and say you can put there, but my lanes might only be an inch wide and even 100 feet wide. I don't know. That's been appropriate for you. But you decide six lanes that are which is determined by somebody that thinks the library, if you determine that library you'd like to have it 6,500 square feet, I think was the target, compromise down to 4,000 square feet, then you kind of eliminate possibilities of what you think. Are you willing to compromise on abutting services and washrooms and that kind of stuff, because that seems to make sense to me.
So to Deputy Mayor Fancy, so your committee needs to get on paper, like if it's six lanes, how wide, how the size, what they think they need for
specific parameters.
Specific parameters.
You can't build an accessible rampway. I'm not one that has any guidelines, and that's what we follow. If, say, a wheelchair ramp, the parameters, that's kind of it.
When you hire a project manager to seek that out, I mean, the pool committee was told, you're not the ones doing the design. Just gave specifications to council to be approved, and we did that. So I don't see where the pool committee should be doing the design. They were told not to do the design.
No, not looking for the design, but I guess looking for what you mean by six lanes. So the project team's gonna need to know six lanes is in the literal sense, it's six lanes that meet whatever the swim regulation is for a six lane swim. Zero entry, does that mean it starts off at zero and slopes full depth within 10 feet, or is that over 20 feet, or what? Parameters around that to guide your team, find what the result you want.
So then, once this is done, who does these, where does this go?
I think the two committees should bring refined scopes of the projects together, staff and staffing project, by finding the project.
And then the, and then the committees sort of step aside.
At that point, I would say they step aside. I mean, they're gonna have an interest in seeing this project, but at that point, benefits probably succeeded by everything that's needed to project. Something's determined along the way that the project management team can't buy the six lane pool, compromise it. If you get four lanes and zero entry, then maybe it goes back to lots of questions that we've heard along the way.
Each committee should do that.
Well, I think separately the committees are going to identify their projects and what they want to see. They're not going to bring them together, but they will be one document, two different chapters, however you want to think, because one doesn't really impact the other.
The library committee is ready with their schematics.
They were.
They
yes,
were.
They
had been. They had been, but now with.
I think they must reconsider.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
The pool is ready.
We had something.
Councilor Fancy, Deputy Mayor Fancy.
We had some things drawn out. How many feet they should be wide? We know the exact. That we know what the zero entry, zero depth entry is supposed to be. We got that all down. It's Deborah could give that to you tomorrow. But where do we give it to?
I think it should come in a letter form from the committee saying this is the guiding document that will support the design of whole projects.
Right. And then who do we send that to?
Which come to council.
I guess we'll go to
the mayor
and
I
from there
to
delegate.
Okay.
Councilor Charlton?
I was just going to say, I don't think saying, you know, this will come with a cost is something not worth pursuing, because the pool would have to have a project manager anyway. So if we can, both of these that we've identified as a majority that we want on Queen's Place and Era Center land, that it makes sense to get someone, and that will come from direction or staff and how that works, but that makes sense because, you know, like Councilor Brown said, there are boardrooms and things like that in Place Center as it stands now. There's community rooms upstairs with kitchens, and so since that location got rescinded for the library, that was, I believe it was like 6,000, that close to 6,000. The committee will have to lean in and look at that, so I guess to the point of maybe there's a compromise there as well, so. I think that project would have a project manager anyway, so.
And I certainly understand there will be a project manager. It's just that this at this early ask date, it's a cost that we do not need, as Director Grant just said, until we receive that official letter from the pool committee stating here's our parameters. There, we do not need a project manager for them at this point in time, and I suspect Mr. Amos is not turning up his doing work for us at this point in time. So therefore we need to, you need, or the pool committee needs to send an official
terms of reference
or schematic, whatever. It's what?
Scope of project.
A scope of the project. We need a project scope of, you know, the zero pool the 0 point entry, from what I understand, is this is the lane pool, and then there's another pool here that has a 0 entry access to this pool. So it's not, this isn't gonna be the 0 entry. So all of those things need to come as this project scope. So a project manager, when hired, be it Mr. Amos, whoever, understands what it is he has to build.
The other part of that is accreditation that we're previously. Say that it's placed on lands of, there's very, we're all thinking that the library's gonna sit right at the building, but nobody's said that. So if that's what council wants it, or the committee, or whoever's worried. Identify this lot right here, not the lands. Land's pretty big here, you know, plus, seems the pool. Guard on the westerly side of the facility. Basically, if you come back, parking lot over towards where the, because you didn't tell. Say it's just on the land, it's not enough.
Well, the project scope seemed to come back. And then a project manager, and I believe it makes sense that if we're building both projects simultaneously within this time frame, that it be the same project manager who can look at, this is what the pool needs, and it may be well be the project manager who figures out where they will fit there.
By project manager.
It's a team?
It might be a term, but it's a team of individuals. Who's placed in your favor? Project manager team within my service.
Councilor Brown?
When we first met as a library committee, we originally met just as the committee and laid out our requirements, like what we felt the building should have to have. How many square feet, how many, like for the stacks, the rooms and things like that. We didn't get to the point that we drew out any diagrams at that point. Once we had our list of criteria that we needed, then we got the project manager to come in and they helped us flesh it out because they know what works, what doesn't work. You know, we looked at how many windows do you have? How high are the windows? You know, things like that. They have a lot of design expertise. These teams, they're architects, they're designers, they're builders, they're, you know, like Adam said, they're a full team that carry a lot of expertise, but they can guide you through the steps to get to the point that you know what you want and what it looks like.
Project scope from
something that outlines the goal, the outcome of the project. Parameters.
And then we can move forward from that point.
So all we need actually is from the whole committee, because we do have that from the library committee.
Councilor Brown?
I think it's going to change. You're going to need something more from the library committee because their original building of 6,000 square feet was going to be 60 by 100. And the area that people are looking in behind the building, I don't think it's gonna leave you enough room to clear that set of steps and the setbacks to the back property line. I don't think you're gonna get a 60-foot wide building in there.
Maybe a compromise.
There may be. But I think it has to, you know, the library committee is gonna have to look at that to see what compromises they're willing to make on that site or whether they can compromise on that site.
I was just going to say the same. I think the library committee should meet again based off the direction of council and then figure out if.
Yeah.
And we did have, at the last steering committee meeting, we did have various sketches of placement of rooms, so I'm sure something could be figured out, but I do believe they should meet and discuss it.
And then Director Grant, things such as the type of filtration system and all that, that's all up. That's all left up. That's not committee. That's all. That's all. So it's just the scope of the scope of the project.
I think it's touching on that if you're, to provide shoulder seats. Option. Opportunities to find a new.
Okay.
That's just geothermal or?
Not necessarily, I mean, I'm just thinking if there's waste heat cover. But if you're looking by aquatic. Frame inside the window that currently exists in Milton, only 8 feet, you wanna go 4 feet each side, that's something that needs to be addressed right now or identified right now, sorry. If you're looking to go potentially 12 months, that's gonna be a whole different thing. If you're not looking to support part at all, after the living.
Okay.
Anything that's important to the long-term outcome of the pool needs to be identified now.
Okay.
Is that it?
Thank you very much.
That good? Thank you. And the motion to move in cameras, moved by Counselor Charlton, seconded by Counselor Gibney, all those in favor?